Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365, Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur Rentec, jou betroubare en kundige solaarvennoot vir al jou boerdery se unieke sonkragoplossings. Hallo, ek is Evie Goldberg en is ingeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor die impak van hierdie jaar se verwagte beter somergraanoes en die impak daarvan op voedselinflasie. Maar soos oudergewoonte kyk ons eers na die landbou nuushooftrekke. Registrasie het amptelik oopgemaak vir die 31ste Statebond Landboukonferensie wat van 1 tot 5 November volgende jaar in Kaapstad plaasvind. Die konferensie, aangebied deur AgriExpo in samenwerking met die Royal Agricultural Society of the Commonwealth, bring wêreldwye landbouleiers, beleidsmakers en innoveerders saam. Vroeë registrasie is beskikbaar tot 30 April 2026. Die Suid-Afrikaanse suikerbedryf waarsku teen 'n krisis namate ingevoerde suiker skerp styg. Dit bedreig plaaslike werksgeleenthede in KwaZulu-Natal en Mpumalanga. Daar is meer as 149.000 ton tussen Januarie en Augustus ingevoer teenoor 35.730 ton verlede jaar. Dit het plaaslike suikerverkope met meer as 100.000 ton laat daal. Die Suid-Afrikaanse Suikerrietkwekersvereniging doen 'n beroep op verbruikers en vervaardigers om plaaslik gegroeide suiker te kies en die regering om handelstappe te versterk. Ons gesels met die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Wandile Sisulu. Wandile, kan jy vir ons 'n vinnige oorsig gee van die afgelope seisoen in terme van die somergraangewasse?
The season had started reasonably on good footing. Of course, it was late by a month and a half because the rains were late. But when the farmers finally started, we received excellent rains. It was only just at the end of it because where the rain was just too much and it lasted for too long. We were in a rainy period through to April. To an extent that we were worried about the quality.
Was daar probleme met die kwaliteit en hoe het die oes van hierdie seisoen beïnvloed?
There were quality issues in some white maize crop whereby we had some of the portion of maize being a second grade and in fact a significant portion this year compared to some of the previous years. That doesn't necessarily affect the supply of maize that is available in South Africa, but it does negatively impact the profitability of the farmers because the first grade maize and the second grade and what we call WM3, which is a white maize on the much more lower grade. Those are priced reasonably lower compared to the first grade.
Wat is die data wat ons van die oeskattingskomitee gekry het einde Oktober?
What they said at the end of October was that we actually have a total summer grains and all seeds harvest of around 20 million tons. This was a 1% adjustment from the previous season, but if you take all of this and you think about it over the long term, it's well above the long-term averages, but it's also up 30% from the previous season.
Wat is die verwagte effek van hierdie goeie oes op voedselinflasie?
I think the benefits of this, anyone who looks at the South African agricultural markets, you probably are seeing that the prices are easing, which signals then to this availability of maize in the world market. And in fact, if you look at the prices, we're probably down now by roughly 30% year on year. So it's very good when you consider it from the food inflation perspective that we have a lot of grain that is out there in South Africa. And of course, this is of the great benefit for the region as well, because countries like Zimbabwe that still needs to import doesn't need to look further. They can look to South Africa for supplies. And of course, they can look to Zambia, depending on the prices they get in Zambia and the prices they get in South Africa. They'll decide where to import from. But the point is that there's so much grain that is out there in the market.
En dit was die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Andile Sihlobo. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur Rentec. www.rentec.co.za vir jou kraggemoedsrus deur geakkrediteerde sonkragspesialiste.